I was listening to Big Fatty again, and he was talking about, because he had seen me on Twitter talking about these, and he said that I don't podcast very often. My schedule's very irregular. And then he played Petticoat Junction.
Come ride the little train that is rolling down the tracks to the junction. Forget about your cares, it is time to relax at the junction. Lots of curves, you bet, and even more when you get to the junction.
Petticoat Junction.
There's a little hotel called the Shady Rest at the junction. It is run by Kate, come and be her guest at the junction. And that's Uncle Joe, he's a moving kind of slow at the junction. Petticoat Junction.
Because I'm Joe, moving kind of slow. It's true, because it's been exactly a week since I podcasted. And I just thought that was funny. So listen to Big Fatty's show. I'm sure you've already heard it.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty. Online.
So then I was listening to Big Fatty. I just thought that was funny.
Yes! Well, hello everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 3136 of the BFO for Friday, the 14th of February 2020. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me. Y'all, I'm going to tell you all about my day, open some cards, and who knows what else. Tappa's Big Fatty. Hi, everyone. I hope your VD is going well. Big Fatty, do we need a medicated salve? No, we don't. But y'all, a happy VD to each of you. And remember, Big Fatty is more than happy to be your Valentine today. And y'all, it's just, you know, it's a day of love. Love yourself. And love your friends, and love your neighbor. Big Fatty, you could get arrested for that. Well, maybe so, but, and y'all, love this music, because Alex Lefebvre played this for Big Fatty.
Thank you.
a toe tappers today because all you're going to do is play music. Live American Style is one of my favorites. And I think it's a toe tapper. Yes, McFetty. And y'all, I'll probably play it again, another version of it. You know, the Cow Sills, bitch. Fanny recorded that. So anyway, but y'all, since I talked to you yesterday, let's see what's happened. Y'all, I did not eat any supper last night because y'all are still full from lunch. You know that bruffcus bowel was very filling. Yes, McFanny, colon overload. Yes. What better way to celebrate VD than with a colon overload, I guess. I watched the Survivor. Did you watch the Survivor last night, y'all? It was the two minute. It would be. Y'all, it's just sad. It was the two-hour premiere of the Winners at War. And y'all, they're just throwing all kinds of stuff in there. And it's funny because they've all played different different. Survivor has evolved over the years. And for some of the older ones, it's just they don't know how to play the new way that Survivor's played. And you know, it's kind of like the Jeopardy when that James came on. He changed the way people play the Jeopardy. But anyway, y'all, after that was over, I watched, what did I watch after that? I don't remember. I watched something I recorded. I don't remember what it was, though. But anyway, y'all went to bed, slept like a baby. Big Fatty, you need to clean those sheets. And then I got up on Thursday morning. I had an eye doctor appointment. Yes, Big Fatty. So I got up and I had my coffee. Y'all had a few little sausage balls for my bruffcus. And then I was off. I was off to the lens crafters. Y'all, I've got to tell you something. Glasses are expensive. Y'all, they did the eye exam and they took pictures back behind my eye and everything. So my co-payment on that was $49. But y'all, I've got the iMed eye insurance and I think it's like $6 a month. But y'all, I tell you what, it is worth it. Because y'all, just looking at what I got, y'all, I got new frames. The frames themselves were $223, and the lenses were $768.34. Big Fatty, that's because you got all those fancy things. Y'all, I got the progressive lenses with the polycarbonate premium something and the premium anti-reflective and the UV protection. And y'all, before I went on the iMed website, and y'all, there was a coupon on there for $50 off in addition to what the insurance paid. So y'all, anyway, this was, what is that about? That's almost $1,000, without the eye exam, almost $1,000, but y'all, with the tax and the coupons and the insurance paying, it was $217. I'm going to tell you something. I'll pay $60 a year, to save almost $800. Yes, Big Fatty. But anyway, y'all, because I'm legally blonde, not blonde, I'm Big Fatty. You're neither legally blonde or blind. But anyway, y'all, I have to pick them up no later than next Thursday, and they're gonna call me and let me know, y'all. After that, I went by the Lowell's. I was looking for some little brackets to hang up this little rack I'm gonna put my orange hats on. But y'all, I bought the wrong thing, so I got to take it back. And anyway, and after that, I came home, did my nipple walk. And y'all, then I've been sitting around here, and y'all, young Nicholas was delivering in Fat Acres today, and so he stopped by, and we got a chance to see each other, Big Fatty, so now I'm recording the little show, and y'all, that pretty much has been my day. Yes, Big Fatty!
Where Poodle goes and eats some cake.
Y'all, tomorrow the 15th, you know, that's half price VD Candy Day at the Von's East and elsewhere. Y'all, we also have two celebrations of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, the first one, y'all, he used to be on that that little show called Dangerous and Lovely. Y'all, I've met him at a meet and greet in the Washington, D.C. Y'all, just as sweet a young man as you'll ever meet. Y'all, it's Zachary. Big Ready, we love Zachary. It's true, we do love Zachary. And y'all, then our other celebration of exiting the birth canal today, y'all, he lives with our resident kerfuffle specialist, Big Fatty, who's evidently in hibernation. Well, he is Jimmy Bear. Oh, that's right. Y'all, it is the husband of Jimmy Bear. Y'all, it's Steve. Oh, Big Fatty, we love Steve and his singing. It's true, we do. So, y'all, if you see Zachary or Steve or even Jimmy Bear on the Twitty or the FaceSpace, wish them a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. And Big Fatty, I hope they get a big old piece of half-price Valentine heart-shaped cake.
Happy birthday, happy birthday, happy birthday to you. La, 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 la. Love American style, truer than the red, white, and blue.
Again? Yes, I just love this. This is the cow seals. Y'all, I'm going to open up the card and package I've got here. The card is from Princess Hana, and we're just going to open it up, and it says, oh, Big Fatty, look, it says, you're wonderful, Big Fatty. Are you sure it came to the right address? And it says, Big, there is so much to love about you. Wishing you a wonderful Valentine's Day. For so long, I have something you loved you, and it makes me happy, happier than bacon that you kept going. Sorry, no kitties, but it's glitter and foil. Y'all, it is glitter and foil on here. Well, Princess Anna, thank you so much for that. That's just lovely. And y'all, let's see what Holly and KC, Big Fatty, I can only imagine what they're sending you on VD. Y'all, it's a shirt, and there's a card also. Let's look at the card, and it says, the Charleston Ballet Theater, enormous Valentine's Day greetings. And y'all, it's Harley and Casey, doing pirouettes, and hanging from testicles. It says, much love from two of your adoring fans, XOXO, Holly and KC. And y'all, I can't wait to see the shirt. Y'all, it says Gump. And y'all, it is the Gump Running Club. Cross country. Y'all, you know Big Fatty was in the Forrest Gump. Yes, Big Fatty, you tell us all the damn time. That is just lovely. That is lovely. And I will wear it with pride. Big Fatty, thank goodness it wasn't a picture of them on the t-shirt. But, y'all, I'm amazed at this at this con. It's just, y'all, Big Fatty, it's vulgar is what it is. Oh, and it's got a border of special chairs around it. Big Fatty, y'all, I'll put a picture. Gonna put a picture up at noon today over at the BFO. Yes, Big Fatty.
Freer than the land of the free. Love American style. Truer than the red, white, and blue.
It's February So-So Question Month. It's February So-So Question Month. Come on, Big Fatty listeners, and call, comment, or email the BFO with a So-So question for that Peter G. and Kathy Marshall's contest in February. Because we're tired of the good questions, and we're ready for the mediocre ones. It's February So-So Question Month. Come on, do something. Get off your ass.
Yeah, I gotta say, y'all, that, of course, is Digga. And Digga, thank you so much for that. Totally original. Big Fatty, I don't think I've ever heard that before. No, totally original. Never heard before. And quite frankly, lame. Big Fatty. Big Fatty, perhaps the bumper has something to do with the, perhaps the bumper needs a medicated, it could be. Y'all, we've got a so-so question. Y'all, it came in from that Joe in Dallas, and he says, Big Fatty, I like the Italian cream, and Taylor the Latte Boy likes a Publix chocolate cake. What kind of cake does Poodle like? Well, first of all, Joe, thank you so much for the so-so question. And Joe, obviously, Big Fatty, this is not a so-so question. Well, it is for me. But Big Fatty, it's probably easier for me to tell you what kind of cake Poodle does not like. Yes, Big Fatty, I'd like to hear this one myself. Poodle does not care for a urinal cake. Big Fatty! And y'all, we've got another one here from that Moose P. It says, what's more important in your ideal man? Beauty, brains, or brawn? Well, Moose, thank you so much for that. Always lovely to hear from you. And quite frankly, absolutely. Well, you know, this just borders on so-so because... basically, the best part of a man is, yes, Big Fatty, when they drop their trousers. No, well, that helps. Beauty, no, not really beauty. Brains, Big Fatty, you don't give a damn about that. And brawn, well, how about an enjoyment of the finer things in life? Yes, Big Fatty, like the ballet theater. Well, yes, Big Fatty, things done behind a dumpster. Well, anyway, Big Fatty, that is vulgar. Oh dear, Gussie, y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely VD. Don't forget half price candies tomorrow. And y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely weekend. And we'll be back here. Y'all, Monday. For some of you, Monday is President's Day, so you'll have a holiday, but we won't have one here at the BFO. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard Archer. And Archer, I know you kind of get confused on things, but would you let us know what you thought of the VD version of the BFO?
So then I was listening to Big Fatty. I just thought that was funny.
Big Fatty, he's not listening if he thought it was funny.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.